This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A gentle breeze is sweeping through Tel Aviv today, with warm sunshine gracing the city. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear and bright, promising a beautiful afternoon. Haifa enjoys a similar sunny outlook, while Eilut is basking in the usual balmy temperatures. It's a perfect day for those who can be outside to enjoy the weather. Here are today's headlines. First, from JNS Just In, the IDF has struck a Hamas commander in northern Gaza. Meanwhile, Nikolay Mladenov from the Board of Peace denies claims of a financial agreement with the group. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that the IDF chief approved new Gaza restrictions targeting a Hamas terrorist in Beit Lahia. Also this hour, Mariv reports the Trump administration is furious at Israel's cats over statements about the IDF's presence in southern Lebanon, saying it does not align with agreements. Separately, I-24 News notes the U.S. is reportedly upset over Israel's hesitation to act against West Bank settler violence. And finally, according to Forward, Israel's critics claim it is anti-Christian, with Jewish extremists bolstering this perception. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Israeli forces arrived in Kusra overnight to evacuate Jewish extremists, urging residents to avoid unnecessary travel. Open source Intel noted earlier that the editor of Hezbollah-linked Al-Akbar claims Lebanon's president told Trump Hezbollah is a cancer in Lebanon, needing complete removal. Raylan Givens highlighted that the Lebanese newspaper Al-Akbar reported similar comments from Lebanon's president during a Washington visit. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strike in northern Gaza, JNS reports the strike targeted a commander involved in planning attacks against Israeli troops. This comes amid heightened tensions and follows a recent warning from Israel about escalations. The denial from Nikolay Mladenov regarding financial agreements with Hamas adds a layer of diplomatic complexity to the situation. This could impact future peace negotiations in the region. Turning to the new Gaza restrictions, Ynet explains that the IDF's action in Beit Lahia reflects a return to more assertive military tactics. These actions, once routine, signal a shift in strategy under current military leadership. The impact on local civilians remains significant, with increased security measures likely affecting daily life. Meanwhile, the Trump administration's reaction to Defense Minister Katz's comments on Lebanon, as reported by Mariv, highlights a growing rift. Washington's displeasure underscores the delicate balance Israel must maintain in its foreign relations. This could strain Israel-U.S. ties if not addressed diplomatically. Separately, the U.S.'s frustration over West Bank settler violence, as noted by I-24 News, reflects broader concerns about regional stability. The reported hesitation to act may affect Israel's international standing and relations with key allies. And finally, the Forward's report on claims of anti-Christian sentiment in Israel raises concerns about religious tolerance. This narrative could influence perceptions abroad, affecting Israel's image globally. Such accusations may prompt increased scrutiny and diplomatic challenges. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reveals that Anthropic is in talks to acquire Israeli startup Descartes for $6 billion. This could become the largest acquisition in Anthropic's history. Separately, Mariv Business reports a surprising study on AI bias, suggesting that AI models may perceive women as less dangerous, influencing legal outcomes. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a survey showing a dramatic impact of AI on high-tech hiring, with 8% of the workforce hired in the first half of the year. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.